The Tuesday Night Text Show contains adult language, adult situations, excessive alcohol consumption, and a completely drunk live chat room. Listening to the show may cause side effects, such as dry mouth, hallucinations, nausea, oily discharge, mild insomnia, hives, memory loss, facial pain, urinary retention, excessive thirst, tremors, unusual sexual urges, and possible sudden death. Please listen with caution and consult your physician if you begin to experience any of these side effects.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, grab a cold beer and prepare yourselves to listen to the worst podcast ever to come out of upstate New York. It's the Tuesday Night Tech Show. And now, here are your hosts, Mark H. Delps and Bill Dr. Seuss Seussy.
Yay.
Is this thing on?
I don't know.
Do you have an audience?
Yes, I have an audience. I have a whole group of people in the house, actually. I'm actually recording the show from the house this evening instead of the garage because I have some parenting duties to do later on in the night. So you might hear some noise behind me. It's ambiance.
Never before in the history of the show has he done the... Is that true? You've never done the show from inside the house before?
I think the first one, I may have done it in the house, but it was just too much. At that time, my son wasn't sleeping at a normal time, so you know, he was up, and he would just he'd be eating the computer at this point now. My daughter's kind of like vegging out.
See, for all the new people out there in podcast land, and there's a lot of people in the chat room tonight, too, that are brand new, I've never seen before. Dr. Seuss normally does his end of the show because he's on Skype. He's actually not here in the studio. He does it through Skype. So I pipe him in, and we put the show together, and this is what you're hearing. He always does the show in the garage, so this is all brand new. And he usually does the show in the garage. There's no heat in the garage. So if you heard the show in November and December and January, it was always fun to guess the temperature. When it was like 30 degrees outside up here, 20 degrees.
Yeah, now we're getting to the point where I'm going to get myself some really long Ethernet. We're going to do a pool cast. I'm going to go right out on my deck of my pool, and I'm going to record there.
And my question is, how are they going to see you when it's dark outside? And I guess I asked that before. Never got an answer on that.
I wear one of those mining hats with the light
on.
That's
a good idea. Like a
Nobody
LED.
Wants to see me anyhow. I mean, that doesn't matter.
So what's the point of
I don't
you sitting
do anything.
What is the point of you sitting by the pool if you don't do anything?
But I can still do Pictionary.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you can do Pictionary.
All right,
you know.
See?
So podcast viewers, what he's talking about, we do a post show after this dumb part of the show is over. We actually do a live Pictionary, and we used to do music trivia. We used to do Trivial Pursuit. I guess Pictionary seems to be the way, you know, the way of the world now. So you come here live at just go to TuesdayNightTech.com. The address is up there, and he draws on the screen, and we send him
stuff. Do you think
that
Pictionary is taking over music trivia at this point?
We can ask the chat room and see. I think Pictionary is the best. I think so. If you just give it a second, the chat room will probably chime in, you know.
We have right no, now. I mean, they're starting to say, oh, no, hell no.
I don't know. We'll have to put it to vote later. We'll have to see. So, Dr. Seuss, why don't you tell these fine people what this train wreck, the 44th train wreck, is all about tonight?
Well, the Tuesday Night Tech is a technology show dedicated to fascinating the amazing technology out in the world today. All the new releases of cell phones and no, not really. I'm just making that up. It's a train wreck. It's a two guys, a bunch of alcohol, and a bunch of really bad stories in Google Reader.
And don't forget the chat room. We can never forget the
and
chat room.
And the illustrious chat room. We would not be a show without the chat room. And speaking of the chat room, how about we talk about who's in the chat room
Hold
right
on.
Now?
Hold on. I got to do the introduction first. I didn't even do that
come
yet.
On.
Welcome to the Tuesday Night Tech Show for Tuesday, April 15th. I have to do that for posterity. So we're listening back when we're 80. We'll know it was April 15th.
For your prostate?
For my prostate. Tuesday, April 15th, 2008, broadcasting live only on Ustream.tv every week at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Dr. Seuss himself and all his children.
Yes, and Mr. Mark Herbert Delfs.
Thank you. This is show number 44, the 44th piece of trash to date. So please go down the chat room and bring all these folks their spotlight that they need so much.
Well, we have lots of people in the chat room this evening. A lot of new people. There's the Fireman 17. 4-1's back again.
Always.
Assassin. Or what is that? An Asian? Asian?
I see it as Assassin, but I think we got yelled. Yeah, it's Assassin. There you go.
Buster Wolf. B-Wolf. Debbie Savannah, somebody new.
CyberFox. Don't miss CyberFox.
CyberFox, cool dude, 13233. Devin. Earth Liberty.
That's just Earl. Just say Earl. It's much easier.
Earl, all right. Enma Bana, GTP's Insurgent. Josh Loudwater. Maddo. Moth the Flame. Night Tech. Pete One. Who else? Plural Podcamp. Randy Narco. Richard C. Spiral Mind 64. Summit. Tebow. Techie Gal. Tybee Guy. And the Secret UT Fan. Video Red. And Young Gemini. And a bunch of UT streamer guys.
There
you go. Streamer people, folks.
Hopefully we didn't forget anybody. It's the chat room, the names scroll up and down really quickly, so we're just trying to fill them in. But the point is, podcast listeners, you need to come here live, because those are all the people that are actually watching this show as it unfolds. And
now the challenge is right now is that yes. We don't have the shout button, so how do we get people back into the chat room this evening?
We don't. There's no answer to that. There's no shout button. There used
to be everybody who's in the chat room has to get somebody else to come in. So everybody in the chat room now, go out and hijack another person on Ustream and get some people into this.
And get us kicked right off of Ustream. That would be the awesome thing to do for us tonight. Just get us completely wiped off the Ustream map. That would solve a lot of problems. I could go watch TV on Tuesdays like I really want to do. And I wouldn't
have to be here.
There's
nothing to watch on TV right now. What are you talking about?
Let me just go down the list of stuff to talk about. Yes, there's no shout button. Normally on Ustream, you can push a little button and it shouts, and it brings more people to the chat room. But for whatever reason, Brad, in his infinite wisdom, decided to take the shout button away for a while. And I guess it's coming back later as a new shout button with a cape. It's going to be super...
What do we say? It's going to come back with a cape. Or it's just going to be a giant screen with this little teeny tiny video and a giant shout button. That's what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to be. So there's no more shouting for us. So don't bother shouting. Just forget all about it. So hopefully we'll just ride it down Ustream and see what happens. That's all I can say. We're doing a contest still with gotwebmojo.com, our friends over there. UT
fan. We didn't break up with them yet?
No, we didn't break up with them yet. And let me read the paragraph.
They don't write. They never call.
The paragraph is still here on my screen, so let me read it. GotWebMojo.com is teaming up with TNT once again for another awesome giveaway. To the member that can create the funniest video commercial promoting GWM, which is GotWebMojo, and TNT, which is Tuesday Night Tech. We want this to be fun, and all we require is that it's 60 seconds or less and that it promotes GWM, TNT. When you finish the video, please upload it to GotWebMojo. So you got to go over there and create an account. It's free. It's a cool site for entrepreneurs and musicians. Dr. Seuss is over there. He has a lot of music that he's written and produced up there. Right? A lot of guitar work he's got up there.
A lot of iPhone guitar work I work on.
Make your video and upload it over there. You get to win a $700 RCA surround sound stereo system.
From 1963. It's great.
It's great.
It's got an 8-track player, eight-track, everything. Yep. It's awesome.
$700 retail value, but it does have surround sound. It does have surround sound. So.
Yep, the speaker's in a circle.
So
awesome.
Has anybody done a video yet? Does anybody care about this at all? Is just everybody ignoring us?
Pretty much. They're actually all very angry with us that we're not going to PodCamp. But you know what? I have to say this. If you really want me and Mark to come down to PodCamp, we still can go. You just have to pay for our way.
No, I can't go because my wife now has a show that night because she knows that I'm not working or going to the PodCamp. So she already booked it.
You already get so ripped off. Oh, my God.
She booked a show for the evening.
She goes to Hawaii. It's amazing. So now she's got a show.
Dr. Seuss will be going to PodCamp by himself if you want to pay his way, and he can tell me all about it. We can do the show. You can go down there with your laptop, and we can actually do the show, just like we're doing right now. So
I should.
You should. Why not? Take the train down. I'm sure there's enough people with rooms down there. You don't.
Me
need to
and
pay
four
for
ones will sleep in Penn Station together.
Somebody buy him a train ticket and put him up in one of your hotel rooms, and he's done. He won't have to do anything. He's on a train. That's all you have to do. So there you go. You know what? Take like a hobo train. That would be even funnier. Jump on the train.
I run on one of the trains that go by my house every 8 minutes, and I'll take a train all the way down there. I'll end up in like Minnesota somewhere.
You can
frozen.
You can sing hobo songs on the train and take it all the way down to New York City. That would be great. So there you go. What else? That's about it on my list here.
Tebow wants to say something real quick. Hold on. Yes. Tebow wants to say something real quick in the chat room. Let's see what he's going to say.
Oh, God.
We're recording a show here. Let's see what Tebow has to say.
Let's stop the whole show for Tebow and see what he has to say.
Okay. I want to thank JD for the awesome T-shirt I got today. Well, there you go. There you have it.
Thank you, Tebow.
This is where real life people come together and share the love. So Tebow won a t-shirt, and he wants to thank JD and all the gang over at Got Web Mojo for the awesome extra large t-shirt that they got.
And he was he's talking about April 5th. We did a big show here with Got Web Mojo where we gave away a PC and iPod shuffles and t-shirts, and that was all thanks to Got Web Mojo. So one clap, little golf clap for JD out there in the chat room. Oh, see, there you go. See, look at that. I got my fake cable box from the government.
The UT fan fell to love.
Did you hear what I just said?
No.
I got my fake cable box from my government for $40. It finally came. You want to tell the story or do you want me to tell it?
You had to tell because I want no part of this ridiculous disaster of
so
a TV thing.
My kids are so hyped up on everything. They don't need cable television. They don't need satellite TV. We've got everything here we need. We can download stuff if we need it. We can get DVDs if we need it. We don't have cable. We've never had cable. I won't get cable. I don't want satellite. I don't want any of that crap in my house. Lo and behold, the government comes to me and says, you have to get rid of your analog TV. Very soon, very quickly.
Hello, it's the government.
So, yeah, I'm a cheap
Hello,
fuck, exactly.
Government here.
Exactly. I won't pay for anything that I don't have to. And I still have no money to go to PodCamp. But anyway, I got this huge antenna on the roof that sucks in the three big channels, and it works. I get my Lost, I get my Las Vegas, and my Knight Rider.
You get Lost.
I get Lost on my roof.
I wish you would get Lost. Never come back.
But anyway, the government says you can't have it anymore. We want everything to be digital. So they sent me a free coupon for $40 off a analog to digital box. I plug it in. I've got digital crystal quality picture on my TV.
Now, wait a second.
I'm not lying.
Did you hook it up to your current antenna?
Yes,
he has a giant antenna on the top of his house. That actually moves with motors and shit.
When I moved in this house, there was this huge antenna system on the roof. I didn't put it in.
You thought he
was
going to contact aliens.
It's that big. And it's on a rotating motor. So when I moved in, there was this box sitting on the floor. I plugged it in. We're sitting here twisting this thing, like, what the fuck is this thing doing? Like, we thought we're, like, you know, speaking to aliens. We had no idea that little box was hooked up to the antenna. So we're sitting spinning it around.
It's like that commercial where the guy's out in the garage and he's turning on the light. He's like, up, down, up, down. And like four houses away, there's like a, you know, what do you call it? Like a garage door just slamming on this old lady's car. It's like one of those things.
My wife walked outside and she's like, she put two and two together. She's like, hey, that antenna on the top of the house is moving around. I'm thinking, why is it moving?
Hey, honey, that's shooting laser beams and killing cows across the street. You better stop it.
So to make a long story short, I hooked this box that the government sent me for $40 for free. I didn't have to, there's just a coupon. I brought it to Walmart and they gave me a box. I plug it in. I get brand new channels. I've got like these digital quality weather channels and traffic channels. I've got like 20 new stations.
Are you telling us real story?
I'm telling a real story. When Just Julie comes up here at some point, I was amazed. I plugged it in. It's really digital looking. It's like really high quality now.
But you have to throttle this back a little bit. You don't have an HDTV.
I do not. I haven't.
He's got a 1963 RCA TV with a big green ball in the front of it.
No, we've traced this television. I have this RCA that I've owned forever. I've traced it back to when I was living in Colony. I was 18 years old. So I've had that television since I've been 18 years old. It's the same TV.
37 years.
30.
He's had that.
No, it's not. It's a couple of years. It's the same television. It's following me around. Dr. Seuss, you remember it from when I lived in the basement.
I had the same TV.
Yep.
I had the same TV, but mine's older. Mine's older because mine doesn't have any RCA jacks on the back. It all has a coax.
RCA.
And I have the same green dot on the front of it.
RCA, really crappy audio from 4.1s. It's got nice digital picture now, though, thanks to the government. But no, seriously, I get all these weird channels. So if you guys, you know, if nobody out there has cable, just everybody in the world has cable but me, you hook this box up and you get magic new channels. There's like a 24-hour kids cartoon channel on there. I don't know where the hell it came from.
There is not.
I swear to you, I will take a picture of it and send you on my iPhone later. The kids were just down there watching it. It's like from Vermont. That's how strong this thing picks up all this crap.
Well, that's because you have the giant antenna. I have to get a better antenna. See, we have cable, and we plug ours into the cable. So you get like 6, 10, and 13. But like, if the cable company wants to turn it off, it's gone. So I have to get a giant antenna like yours.
There you go. And then you get a little box from the government for free, pretty much. And then you're done. That's it. So thank you,
government. Does that mean that you're on welfare now?
I'm officially on welfare, and I'm still not going to PodCamp because we still don't have enough money for that either. So I will be sitting right here. Doing a special secret show, the PodCamp secret show, I'm sure, from this stupid attic. The
antenna that's going
right
to be on Tuesday anyhow, so.
Yep, the antenna's
Maybe
right
Maybe I'll
over
just come over to your house.
There you go. We'll make it another
show. Because I'm already allocated to not be here, so I might as well just go over to your house.
But the problem is everybody that watches this show is going to be at PodCamp, so nobody's going to be able to see the show.
Oh, right. That sucks.
It's going to be me, you, and Terminator Paul. That's about it. That's all it's going to be here, so. Okay, that's enough small talk. That's all I got. I don't have anything else to talk about. Do you have anything at all over there?
I think I've just blew my load. I think I have enough.
I think the show is over. We're done. We don't even need no show tonight. We're done.
No show. Good night.
All right. So did we explain how – we didn't ever even explain how we did the show, did we? Or did you? I don't remember.
Who cares?
All right. Well, I'll say it real quick. He's got some stories. I got some stories. We talk about the stories. You guys laugh. We laugh. We laugh at you. You laugh at us.
We laugh and cry. It's better than cats.
And we need a show title. So there you go. We got one. So as always, Dr. Seuss always does the first story. And please feel free to comment in the chat room on these dumb stories. So go ahead.
All right. The first story I have is, did you hear about the guy who invents the potential cancer cure?
I did not
hear
that.
About this?
No.
Well, this guy, he's a serial, like, inventor, apparently. And what he did
invented
is,
cereal. What cereal did he invent?
Captain Crunch. Okay. So what he did is he actually has cancer himself. He has terminal ass cancer or something like that.
Stop it. That's disgusting.
He does.
You can't say terminal
called.
Ass cancer.
I don't know.
First of all,
that sounds like a show title right there.
I can't use swear words in the show titles. I told you that before.
Terminal butt cancer.
Terminal
butt cancer.
So anyhow,
so the guy has cancer. It's terminal, and he's very upset about it. So he wasn't so worried about himself having cancer. He was actually sad about these kids that he saw in the cancer clinic that came in, these young kids. And he was kind of sad that they would come in, and then, like, after a few months, they would, like, lose their will. So he's like, I'm gonna cure cancer. Well, he was in the radio business for years and years and years, and he came up with this device that actually kills cancer cells using radio waves. It's an amazing technology. And what he did is he made it out of pie pans and hot dogs.
Oh, stop it! This is so ridiculous.
How did you open this story? What he did is he made this radio wave thing and he used a hot dog to try to target where it's going to blow things up, and that's how he invented it. And it was on 16 Minutes the other night too.
16 Minutes? What's that?
16 Minutes. It's a new show on the Fan.
We don't get those cables.
So apparently human trials are still 4 years away, but the guy's probably going to die within that 4 years. But in the meantime, they said it's probably the most promising development in cancer research in the past 50 years.
I don't believe it. It's a real deal. It's a real thing.
I
don't believe it. That's like so out of touch with everything I've ever heard about in life.
When you get crazy bleeding ass cancer, you're going to be happy that this guy invented this.
I don't buy it for a minute. I don't buy it. That sounds like that story I did.
He also, not only that, but this guy also invented a way to burn salt water with the same device. So essentially, you could use the same device, just modified, and you'd be able to power cars with salt water using this device.
It's a totally true story. Where do you get these shows from? This is why
I don't
have cable.
I was drinking a lot last week.
I don't have cable for this reason. I just want my Vermont 24-hour kids channel.
This was on Channel 6.
Oh, I can't even deal with this story. This is just so beyond craziness. This is a story.
Brad is in the chat room, by the way, and Brad said the chat Brad 06 said the chat room's coming back, and it's going to be a large button that says shout, and that's pretty much all it's going to be.
You're going to have a cape?
Go to Ustream, there's going to be a button that says shout, and that's it. We don't really know what else it's going to be.
It's going to have a cape. It's going to be super shout.
It's going to have a cape. Super shout. Yeah, it's going to fly around the whole entire room.
Seriously, this is a story. This is my opening story. Facebook sex
addicts.
One big
button on Mark's face, Brad says.
Facebook sex addicts slept with 50 men. I had no idea, first of all, there was sex addicts on Facebook. Second of all, why am I not friends with this person? A woman says she is a Facebook sex addict and she slept with 50 men she met through the networking site alone. So this
my aunt is totally off of Facebooks now. She doesn't use it anymore.
Facebooks?
So that's a dead story.
She doesn't use the Facebooks?
She doesn't use the Facebooks anymore.
Is she the sex addict that slept with 50 men?
Yes, she was very ornery that week.
That is a dumb story, isn't it? Why do you even do
it? It is. I mean, like, she, like, a girl slept with 50 guys on Facebook. How hard would it be any girl to sleep with any guy at any point in time? If one girl really set out to sleep with a bunch of guys, she could. She didn't even have to use Facebook. She could just go down to the local Walmart.
Okay, that was a dumb story. We just get the dumb stories out of the way. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the Google Earth Where's Waldo game?
No. Where's Ailey?
Well, this is really
she's at
really exciting.
Cup. She's at Cups.
And basically, what's happening is fans of Waldo, you know that you played Where's Waldo, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, what this woman is trying to do, this lady, this Canadian student, Melanie Coles, she's installed a 55-foot painting of Waldo on a Vancouver rooftop and expects other people to follow suit with their own Waldos. I think that's a great idea.
That's too much time on her hands to be doing this.
And also, think about that. Wow, I'm just getting totally.
You're getting railed. We're both getting railed.
I'm
in the
getting
chat
ripped.
Room. Ouch!
But think about that. I think it would be great to take the TNT logo and make a giant 50-foot one and put them on top of buildings, and then like have people all around the country put like that type of logo or something. But I think that's a cool idea. Like imagine like just sitting there surfing around, and all of a sudden you see Waldo. I think it would be great.
You don't know the frequency though. What's the time period between passes? Because like I'm still looking at my house, and it looks like it was from like 10 years ago. So they haven't passed over my house in 10 years?
Right. It's true.
So basically, by the time you get your stupid Waldo story up there, we're going to be dead.
Right.
Pretty much. So, again, a dumb story.
God, what a failure. I thought, when I read this, I'm thinking, that's a great idea. We could put Waldos on top of our roofs, and we could be like, maps and everything, and then you guys
are we're supposed to redeem ourselves. This is not redeeming ourselves. This might
this
do
is
it.
This beyond redeeming.
This might do it. Dude, you're getting Adele with pubic hair stuck in the keyboard.
No.
I swear to God. I just put the link in the chat room. Apparently, this guy had his Dell laptop sent out for repair. And
dude, you're getting pubes?
He got it back, and when he got it
That's
back...
That's like the restaurant near your house called the Pubic House.
The Pubic House. He got it back with pubic hairs literally stuck, and there's a picture right there in the chat room. If you look at the picture, there's pubic hair sticking out of the top of the keys.
How did you tell? Did you like forensic research, whatever that's called?
Well, if you look at that picture, that's clear that there's hair in this dude's keyboard. I don't know if it's pubic hair, but how did hair get down in the keyboard like that? And how do they not catch that?
I don't know. Maybe they were riding the keyboard somewhere.
So that's just disgusting. And learn how to fix your own computers, first of all. Don't ever send your shit. Every Dell story always ends with pubic hair or fire, one way or the other.
But it's always like, if you could make any story, they make like, remember like, what were they called? Like ad-libs? You like add like Dell and Best Buy and pubic hair, and you're going to come up with a story, pretty much.
It always ends in fire or pubic hair.
Adam McBanna just said, one hand typing, one hand scratching.
Oh, that's awful. What would you do if you got a laptop back from Dell with pubic hair in it? Would you just ignore it?
Where the hell's my MacBook Pro? That's what I would say. How about this? For those of you who can't get up in the morning, this is going to be a great, great idea for you. It's very simply probably the greatest invention of all time for those of you who can't get out of bed. It's the alarm clock to test your early morning IQ by simply making you construct a puzzle to make the alarm stop. So basically, when you go to bed, you take these three shapes out and you put it on the table. Then when the alarm goes off, you have to reassemble the puzzle to make the alarm go off. So it's going to be an amazing thing. It's going to be great.
I would throw that fucking thing across the room so fast. You would hear just windows breaking.
It looks like a kid's toy. There's a little green thing, and there's a little star.
That thing would be smashed to pieces. The first morning, I'd have a hangover. I would be a Wednesday morning after the show. I'd have a wicked-ass hangover pounding in my head. I would take that thing and just
like, what about that one alarm clock that had wheels, so the alarm goes off and it just takes off of your nightstand and rolls underneath your bed, and you gotta go find it underneath your bed to get it out?
No, I don't need that. I hit snooze a couple times, but I eventually get up. I don't need the tricks and shit.
See, you know what? I'm the type of person that I'm up 3 minutes before the alarm goes off. I'm always awake before the alarm goes off. I can't tell you the last time the alarm's going off and I had to wake up.
The chat room is saying that's an old story and you fail completely.
No, it's a new product. It's a new product.
That's
just came out.
What they're saying.
You bunch of jerks in the chat room.
Yeah,
my God.
They're just out of control tonight. I got the story or the product of the week. Here it is right here. Lay down wherever the hell you want to lay down. Look at the picture.
What?
Just look at the picture. You can lay down wherever the hell you want to lay down. When you cruise around a city, sometimes you just don't want to go home just yet, but wouldn't mind taking a little rest.
Oh, I saw this, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what that was.
When the city is packed, it's a constant stream of bumping and jarring. Just let me find a spot to lay down. Everything is made of concrete. They can lay down anywhere with this thing. So it's basically a pantsuit with built-in cushioning. So if you just want to lay down, you just lay down. Look at her laying on the bench, the bus bench. Like the thing
but
fits
like, what
perfectly.
What if she had to like, catch like a train or something like that? She'd get all fucked up.
How did she not get beat up doing this is what I'm curious about. I mean, really. So basically, it's a bunch of pillows sewed into your clothes. I mean, it's a good idea.
I want to see them move around. I want to see them like, oh my God, I got to go take a crap and try to get that off.
Oh, you couldn't go to the bathroom in that. There's no way.
Beowulf says a homeless guy would sleep on top of you.
Oh, man. I mean, I've had a couple days at work when I've had, again, back to the hangover.
Oh, how many times have we slept at work and our lunch breaks?
Oh, I've had some bad hangovers. I needed to take some rest. And this would just, could you imagine me sitting outside on the bench?
Actually, speaking of the antithesis of hangovers, what happened today?
About what?
Today at work, you're telling me that
I told
having
the
some problems.
I couldn't function because I didn't drink last night, so I was getting the shakes. I was just like literally like I couldn't do anything right. I need that alcohol to mellow me out, you know. So I don't know. That's just what it is.
You're an alcoholic.
One night I skipped. See what
I'm
happens?
Not gonna drink tonight, and then all of a sudden he's got the shakes. Can you there imagine you that?
No, I didn't have the shakes. I'm just kidding.
All right,
little minor shakes, but that's go ahead.
How about this? A mom and a baby rob a candy store.
Okay.
Christine Ruther, 19, brought her baby along with three accomplices to a candy store. And this is the big question. I mean, are there candy stores for real? Downtown Cincinnati, police say Ruther took her baby out of a stroller so they could fill it with $400 worth of candy.
Get out. They the filled the stroller with candy?
The best part of the story is, you know how they found them?
How?
Officers followed the trail of candy wrappers to 4th and Ray Streets, and then they arrested them.
Oh, they were eating the candy on the way, and they left a trail. That's like a bad movie.
It's a real story.
That's not real. That's not real at all.
It's a real story. They stole 400. What are you going to do? You're going to sell the candy on the open market? What the hell are you going to do with that?
Where was this again? Let me guess the city.
Hey, you want to buy some Charleston Chew?
Was this Chicago?
$8.
Where was this?
Cincinnati.
There you go. All right,
that's ridiculous.
Dumb. Stupid. Here's one for you, and I think everybody's heard of this story. Man whose house was hit by 5 meteorites believes that the aliens are targeting him. This is
5 meteorites?
I quote, I'm obviously being targeted by extraterrestrials. I don't know what I've done to annoy them, but there's no other explanation that makes sense.
Goddamn Spock.
The chance of being hit by a meteorite is so small that getting hit 5 times has to be deliberate. So apparently this guy believes now, this poor guy, leading a normal life, thinks that aliens are targeting him because you just can't get hit with a meteorite 5 fucking times, let alone one time.
Are they sure they're meteorites? They're sure not like large animals that falling out of trees or something?
I refuse to even finish reading this story because that little quote right there just sums it up to me. I can't even deal with the story anymore, so...
Well, just like Tebow said, I fucking move. After the third asteroid came down, I just fucking like, honey, we gotta go.
Maybe, I don't know. I wouldn't have an explanation. Maybe it's like the pee that falls out of the airplanes, the frozen pee. Maybe it's that. Who knows?
Oh, God, remember that? Well, this is an interesting thing. Did you hear about, this is a great movement in civil rights, is the world's first all-dwarf soccer team.
Oh, you can't
from Brazil.
Say dwarf. I told you that. It's... little person.
You can't see it, but if those of you want to click on the video in the chat room, you have to see these fuckers play soccer, man. They're really, really good. They run around all over the place and they kick the ball, and it's great fun.
Poor George Masters just walked in on this tomfoolery. It's not. It's little people. Little people. You're going to scare him right away. Oh, man, where do I go? Where do I go here? Oh, I got one. This is probably the product of the entire century. I don't even know where to go with this. This is an owl, okay, that you plug into your USB port. And what happens is the owl's eyes, they open and close. And it's like this owl, and it's this USB owl. And you just plug it
okay,
in.
Okay, how about the Orlando area people are raising monkeys as surrogate kids? And what do they call them? Mon kids.
Stop it. This, you've picked every fake story I've ever heard in history.
This is a real. I told you I had a lot of good stories. This is a real story. Many self-described monkey people don't dare to call them pets. They are playfully referred to as monk kids, and they are reeled in the world of pierced ears, monograms, clothes, and seats at the dinner table with their own bedrooms. At Gemini Springs in DeBerry recently, Johnson pulled Jesse around a toy-filled red stroller, and the sight drew more attention. Hey, it's a real monkey, howled one of the youngsters. And the guy said, no, that's not a monkey. That's my kid. So when all your kids move out of your house, you can get yourself some monkeys and pretend that those are kids.
On behalf of Fireman 17, I've just come up with a show title for him because he asked me earlier tonight, before you even got here with that story, to play Shock the Monkey. And I was like, I don't have that song. I can't stand that song. I don't own it. I don't want it. So there's the show title, Shock the Monkey.
I mean, how bad is your life that you have to get like fake kids to have kids, I guess? It's very strange to me.
I don't know. Monkids, Shock the Monkids. There's the third show title right there, so I'll take it. That's on behalf of firemen.
It's like, honey, do you want me to change your diaper again? I know you're 14 years old.
That's just weird.
Hell.
We did a couple bike stories for the last couple weeks. I want to keep it going here. This is a tandem face-to-face bike, and it's great for first dates, apparently. So apparently,
Where are you going? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know. Where are you going? Where are you going? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know. Where are you going? I can't see around you. Where are you going? I don't know. I don't know where you're going.
This bike is a result of a year's worth of hard work by a Taiwanese inventor. It does include some nice features like being able to rotate the seats so it can be ridden back-to-back when the first date goes awry. The inventor, Chen Yang, is currently in discussions with manufacturers to mass-produce the bike, thank God. Apparently, they're thinking this is going to be the next Razor scooter. So there's the face-to-face bike. I don't understand how... I have so many questions. I don't know. I've got so many questions.
This is an old story. But this is the anniversary of this story. Was the remember the world's drunkest house?
No, I don't.
In Ogden, Utah?
No, I don't
know
what you're talking
about. They accumulated over 70,000 beer cans.
70,000 beer. How much is that deposit-wise? 70,000 times 5 cents.
$50.
Like $3,500, I think.
So apparently the person who lived there drank Coors Light exclusively for 8 years that he lived there.
I said I was going to take them back soon. I don't know why they had to fucking get on my ass about
it. So you got to see the pictures of this thing. But this is 1 year ago this past week they discovered this. Apparently the guy was living there and all the heat and hot water turned off. The guy would basically just go in there and drink and throw the empty cans in there. You have to see the pictures. I mean, you can't walk on the floor. There's so many beer cans.
Why didn't he just take them?
70,000 beer cans.
Why didn't he take them back and take the money and use the money to turn his heat back on? Where did he get the money to buy more beer?
I don't know. It's just the most – they said they can't imagine a single human being drinking that many. So if you figure like 70,000 beers over the course of 8 years.
Sounds like Mason.
What?
They said it sounds like Mason.
I don't understand.
It sounds like Mason, the guy drinking the beers.
Oh, okay. So you do 70,000 beers,
right? Let me slow it down for you.
All right. Divided by 8, that's 8,750 beers. And divide that by 360 days, that's 24 beers a night.
That's 24-pack. Beewolf just said it. 24-pack a day. That's not. I can do that.
For 8 years?
Maybe not. I would have the shakes a little more than I have now, I think. Just a little more. Yeah, that's every day. That's a lot. Every day, 24-pack.
I mean, I think me and Smitty could do that.
I mean, I usually buy a 24-pack for this show, and it'll last me till next week, just about, and it'll just be just about done for. That's a lot of beer.
A lot of beer. 24 beers a day. That's a lot.
I don't know.
24 beers a day. 24 beers a day, take one down, pass it around, 24 beers a day.
Back to my product of the week stories, like remember the one with the she should take a nap because she had the sewn-in cushions? Remember that girl from earlier?
Your wife?
No, it's not my wife. But anyway, if she wants to have her cushioning thing that she wears all around town and she wants to watch some TV, she can lay on her cushion back and watch TV with the nap TV. See this thing?
That's great.
This is the nap TV.
That's
it's a TV built into a little stand, so when you lay down on your back, you just prop it up over your face, and you can lay down and watch TV in bed. You don't have to crick your neck or anything like that. Isn't that great?
That's great.
I can't believe you don't like that. That would be so you. You'd be laying down all day long. You would never come to work if you had that thing. Look, you can sit on it. Look, he's sitting on it reading a book, too. Notice that in a little picture?
Right.
A little diagram.
Just when the debauchery has ended, you can read yourself a nice book. Some phrases out of the Bible.
Go ahead.
How about the paper email?
The paper email. I don't know what that is.
This revolutionizes communication in your world. So instead of sending an email to your coworker,
yes,
you can get some of this email paper, and the paper actually has everything that you need. It has a to, a date, a time, a CC, a BC, a subject, and an area where you can actually write what you want to have in it, and then a signature at the bottom. So don't send emails anymore. Just send them some paper email, just like this. Isn't that great?
I understand.
Love a big stack. And send us an email in an office.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we work together. I would send you email.
Yeah.
I would just write down on the sheet of paper that looks like email and just give it to you.
But why?
Why not just send
the email?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. This is not the redemption show. This show is actually falling below last week. It's scoring less than last week in the chat room.
It's got, like, instead of using all that computing power and all that electricity, I could kill some trees and send you a piece of paper.
Holy crap. I don't even know what you're talking about now. Dr. Seuss, let's pretend I stole your credit card out of your wallet. And I took your identity and sold it on the black market. How much is your credit card information worth to the average thief on the black market? What would you say?
$7.
$7. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Your credit card information is worth about 40 cents to the black market right now.
Oh, 40 cents.
Because there's so much information, you know, personal information getting stolen, it's 40 cents per person.
Well, mine are all maxed out, so.
So there you go. So actually, you're zero. You would be worth zero, but that's okay. So
That's zero more than I'm actually worth.
40 cents. So I don't know, get your credit card stolen. Who cares? It's only worth 40 cents to somebody.
You almost ruined my day with this story.
What?
But Firefox logo seen in space.
Oh, I didn't star it, but I sent it on Twitter.
Apparently, this was spotted by in star V838 something word,
isn't
big
that cool?
Word, words, lots of words, and wow, it looks like the Firefox logo, and I got a big boner, and who cares? So look at the picture. It actually looks like Firefox, doesn't
it? It absolutely does.
It actually looks like Firefox ran over by a train.
It's creepy. It's creepy what shit in space is.
It really does. It's really creepy.
If you want some space stories, I got a whole shitload of space stories
for you. I'll puke right in my mouth if you even do space stories. I hate space.
Here's one right now, just for
space
the fun
makes
of it.
Me cry.
There is a satellite that was just launched that's being abandoned in orbit because its position cannot be corrected without violating a Boeing patent on a lunar flyby.
I heard about this. I don't understand that, though.
It's
Could
so
you
stupid.
It to me?
They just put the satellite
there
up there.
Are there boobs and brows? Is there any boobs involved in that?
There's no boobs. They put the satellite in space, and they need to rescue it because for whatever reason, the electrical system got damaged. I don't know what's wrong with it. But
why don't they use Indiana Jones?
So to fix the satellite, they have to basically send it around the moon somehow. You know, that little moon flyby, they call it lunar flyby.
But yeah, it's called mooning the moon.
Boeing, the plane company, Boeing, has a patent on a lunar flyby. You can't do this maneuver without contacting them and actually getting permission to do it. And I guess for whatever reason, they're not giving permission. So this brand new satellite's pretty much just trash because Boeing just doesn't want this lunar flyby.
Boing.
How can you patent a lunar flyby? How can you do it?
Boeing? Boeing?
Okay, so it's up to you. It's your story.
Hey, how about the easy, beautiful butt cushion? Tightens up your can just for you.
Stop it.
So do you have a fat ass?
Yes, I do.
Curious.
I absolutely do.
Well, sorry to hear it, but jogging and all that stuff's not going to work for you. How about this? This seat will actually tighten up your butt, and it comes from Japan, and it promises to slim down that behind of yours without any of those pesky effort involved in real exercise.
Do they have
a
version?
The nice thing about it is it's got a hole in the bottom, so you can use it on the toilet and get your business done.
Do they have a two-person version like the bike where they're facing each other? Because we could do
the
show.
Are you that big?
No, we could do the show together, each other.
We could get our asses tightened and take a dump right in the same time.
We could do the Tuesday night toilet show every Tuesday. So,
Tuesday night toilet.
Dr. Seuss, I have another question for you. Let me bring up the link here. Let's pretend you dropped your iPhone in the toilet. Okay. Like I did. Let me propose that. What would you do if you dropped your iPhone in the toilet?
Two boys, one seat.
What would you do?
I would call you up and ask you to retrieve it.
Okay. Well, that's not what you would do. But if you ever drop any kind of equipment in the toilet, excuse me, somebody has found out a very good old wives' cure will solve a lot of that stuff that you drop in toilets or in the sink. If you spill something on your expensive phone or MP3 player or drop it into water, the solution is very simple. Just leave it overnight in a bowl of rice. That's what they say.
Oh, the rice will take all the liquid out.
Yeah, rice is a
natural...
That'll
only work with water, though. Will not work with alcohol.
Probably not. But they say if you dropped it in water...
You know what alcohol does with rice?
I don't know. What does it do with rice?
It turns it into ninjas.
I don't know. So anyway, remove the battery if you can. Dry it separately. Put the phone and battery in bowls of rice. Don't
Will
stir.
This work with your digital camera that doesn't have any film?
That works.
Say, for example, I had one of these video cameras, and I took it to Hawaii, and I got it wet and ruined it.
No, let me tell you. Let me tell you that story. I forgot about that story. I just got a box in the mail the other day. No identifying marks on it. I opened up the box. Here's my brand new camera right here. All fixed. It's the same camera. Somehow they fixed it. It works flawlessly. So I don't know what they did, but it's on. You can see right there. It's working flawlessly. So
you're a lucky man.
I don't know what happened, but it's working. So there you go.
I smell divorce.
I smell rice. I'm putting it in rice, and it's going to work. So
I'm going to put you in rice. See what happens to you. Sucks the life out of you.
Go ahead.
Oh, but you have too much alcohol in your system, so
exactly.
It won't work.
It'll just counteract it. So please, go ahead.
How many cats do you have?
I have one stupid cat that I want to kick across the room every day of the week.
Okay. Chat room, do you guys have cats?
Hate it. I hate that cat.
And do you have
my cat is the most useless cat in the history of man. Doesn't
No,
do
I have a deaf cat, so don't even go there.
I hate
this here is a great thing for those of you a cat lover. It is a cat desktop bed. And the unfortunate thing is that cats will probably poop on your keyboard regardless. So
stupid.
It's a little bed that sits next to your desk to try to convince the cat that it's probably a good idea to sleep on there instead of on your keyboard. But we all know that the cats will choose to sleep on top of your computer anyhow just to piss you off because they want to eat your brains.
I can't believe you're doing a cat story of all people. That's dumb.
I have a cat. I used to have lots of cats.
I hate it. I wouldn't do a story about it unless it's me kicking across the room. That's the only story I'm going to do.
Oh, this is the person who had like four Siamese cats that he used
Siamese
to make love.
Siamese cats are different. Night. They're different. They're show cats.
Yeah, they're Siamese.
They have papers.
They have cross eyes.
If the cats have papers, then I like them. But this cat is just a dumb farm cat that just sits around and eats all day and doesn't do anything else. Kind of like you.
Eats and drinks.
Kind of like you. I call him Dr. Seuss.
I think he filled up his bowl with beer.
They're saying Siamese cats are dumber than the show tonight. I would agree. But I love my Siamese cats. I just don't have any anymore. But there you go. For everybody going to PodCamp New York City, I have a nice bonus for you. There's going to be some waterfalls, I guess, coming in.
Besides us not being there.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, they're doing some kind of art exhibitions that they're bringing waterfalls to New York City. So these are installations, and they're going to be 90 to 120 feet tall. They operate for 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, and they will be lit after sunset for an even more impressive effect. So, I guess I don't know what the point of all this is, but I guess people in New York City, they need waterfalls. So they're going to bring them these fake waterfalls and boost an extra $55 million into the New York State economy for this little treasure that they're putting in there. Maybe Cyber Fox will sing his little love songs underneath one of these waterfalls during PodCamp, of course. What do you think about that? Are you dead? Are you still alive?
Last year, nearly 175... underage drinkers were admitted and treated in Britain's Hull Royal Infirmary for drinking-related illnesses. Now a child has been admitted to the hospital with a drinking problem. A child. A six-year-old child, Mark's daughter, was...
Five. She's five.
...into this hospital. Can you believe that? A six-year-old will be joining other young drinkers who are treated for similar alcohol addiction problems.
You can't even say alcohol. You just said alcohol.
Alcohol. Like, how do you must have a picture of you as a kid with like your mouth on like a beer bottle?
Yeah, everybody does. I have a picture of me
with this giant Schlitz can, and my father would say that I would run around and try to find, and I would drink like the last remains of the alcohol. I mean, it explains everything. So you know what, I'm gonna drink some more.
I don't even know what you just said at all. I just missed that whole story.
They're just, you know, there's kids that are 6 years old that yep. are being admitted to in the hospitals for drinking too much. I mean, would you actually let your kid drink a lot of alcohol?
No, maybe they're sneaking it or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, but they might get like the last remnants of an empty bottle they would put in their mouth. Come on.
That's dumb. Stupid. That's
ridiculous.
That's just not parenting is what it is, if that's what it is. Speaking about jerks, big jerks, hackers cause epileptic seizures to epileptics reading epileptic website. I can't even say that. Try saying that three times. So apparently these guys broke into this website.
That's from 2 weeks ago.
I know, but that was one of my older stories. I'm just trying to get them out of the way. They used JavaScript to cause panicky flashing multicolored images to flash on a message board that caused people epilepsy to have seizures. Isn't that awful? That's just retarded. Terrible. Why would anybody do that? That's just sick. I mean, we're sick. We're pretty sick, but that's just stooping to a whole different level. Don't get any ideas, chat room.
I'm sorry. I was just on that site.
You're an idiot.
Sorry about that.
That is super awful. That was like from 2 weeks ago. I just had to get out of my bin here.
Did you hear about the Twitter account for sale?
Yes, I have it on my list here, jackass.
Apparently some Rocket Boom founder sells his Twitter account with Twitter followers included.
What's the bid up right now? I saw that yesterday. What's it like? It was like $1,500 yesterday.
It's already topped $1,000. I don't know what it is.
$1,550, video
dread
saying.
Why do you care? Why would you want that?
I don't know. I was trying to think about it, and he's probably got some influential people on his Twitter account, but even still, he's got so many that when he posts something, who's going to see it? I mean, what are you going to do? It's a publicity stunt. It's nothing more than that. Now, you know damn well everybody now is going to start selling their account. CyberFox is going to sell his account. Ielle's for sale. She's selling her whole entire life.
I mean, yeah, but I guess I don't understand. Like, if you're going to sell your Twitter account, I mean, isn't the whole purpose of being on Twitter to follow people is to find out about that person?
Yep.
If you're going to sell the account, you're not going to get the same content. I don't understand why you would want that.
It's for publicity, and it's bringing more viewers over to Rocket
Boom. But I want $1,000 for my Twitter account.
You wouldn't get a dollar for yours. You have nothing.
I would
yours.
Get $3.
Go
maybe.
Ahead. Is that your story? Yeah, it was your story.
That's it.
Let's do. Speaking about Ustream earlier, I should have done this story when Brad was here. $11.1 million Ustream raised, first round of funding. All right, it was the second round of funding or third round of – I forget. I don't know. But congratulations to Ustream.tv. That's where we are right now. This is where we live on Ustream.
That's right. We love Brad.
The question is, how much does Fireman 17 get out of this for $11.1 million?
Actually, I did the calculations earlier, and it's 37 cents.
So 37 cents for Fireman 17, of course, for his all this tireless work he does for Ustream, and $11.1 million for Ustream. So what are they going to do? Is that what
they're going to make a giant shout button for
$11.2 million?
Giant shout button with wings. That's basically everything is going to be hinged on that.
He gets the house full of beer cans. They're saying in the chat room. Anima Bandit says so.
Yes. First,
we get a giant shout button for $10 million. And Brad pockets the rest. That's great. So there you go.
Now, remember when you were talking to me a little earlier that you're going to move to France? Remember you were talking about that?
Yeah, I do. Now that you mention it again, of course. How can I forget that?
Well, this is going to be a problem for you because the French Parliament has created a new bill that would make it illegal for anyone to publicly promote extreme thinness. This includes everything from magazine, newspapers, websites, podcasts, and anything media related. So just something that you want to be really worried about. The bill has been already approved unanimously.
Oh God!
And
big
it's
word.
Set to
big
go
word.
Forth the Senate of the next few weeks. So if you're going to be too skinny, you ain't living in France. Let you know that.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank God.
Better bulk up.
I bet you didn't know this. This is not really a tech story. Of course, nothing has been tonight, but. April 15th, 1912. God himself could not sink this ship. It was this
the Titanic, right?
Yep. Very evening. It was tonight, as a matter of fact. In 1912, there it went. There goes the Titanic. How many years ago was that? 1912 minus 2008. Somebody in the chat room, do some math. 96 years ago. Does that sound right? 96 years ago tonight. So there goes the Titanic. Great. Moving along.
Okay.
I just had to say that because it was so creepy that tonight's the night.
Did you hear about the Air Force that fly 6 live nukes over the U.S. by mistake?
I had that story too. Damn it.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, apparently a report released this month by the Pentagon has revealed the truth behind a mistake that could have catastrophic consequences. An Air Force crew accidentally loaded 6 live nuclear warheads into a B-52 bomber. Do they still fly?
Apparently they do because they loaded 6 nuclear weapons into them.
They thought they were conventional cruise missiles. The weapons were missing without anyone noticing it for 36 hours until the B-52 landed in Louisiana. So
you didn't read the next paragraph, though. According to the Pentagon, the August 31st, 2007 incident happened because the nuclear weapons were stored right next to conventional ones with an 8.5 by 11 sheet of printed paper to differentiate between the two types. And they ignored the piece of paper that said live nuclear warheads. not live nuclear war.
They should have put it on legal paper,
exactly.
Obviously.
Use a different font. I mean, can you imagine the little font, little crazy little fonts they're using, like nuclear, do it in like some crazy ass...
What's his nuclear?
Oh, that's a dumb story. That couldn't have been. That can't be real. That cannot be real. Space is full of crap. This is another space story for you from Gizmodo. Just look at the picture. This is just saying...
I know. That's ridiculous. What is the deal with that?
They're just showing all the space junk things that are floating around space. Look at that picture of the world. I mean, just that's all the crap that's floating around. 6,000 satellites up there. Only 800 of those are operational. Thousands of other objects from launches and accidents. And they're getting a lot worse. So apparently, 50% of all trackable objects are due to in-orbit explosion events, or about 200, or collision events less than 10. So I guess we're not going to be going to spaces sooner than
spaces?
We thought. We're not going to the spaces anytime soon. We're not going to get cables either. We're not going to spaces or watching cables.
Nice.
So
how about this? I think this is a really good idea. How about the Wi-Fi camera umbrella?
Oh, I had that too. That was my next story.
Oh, come on.
I have it right. I will read it to you if you want me to. Imagine
Fine.
Being stuck in a downpour, your destination miles away. Blah, 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 blah. Go ahead.
And you have nothing than your umbrella to protect you. You resign to a dull, wet journey, right? Not if the umbrella happens to be the Peleus Wi-Fi camera umbrella. This camera is sort of a straight out of a sci-fi movie. It has a built-in camera that you can shoot pictures into the rain, plus other add-ons too. It includes a GPS system. Who cares? And in the future, a video camera as well. I think that's really great. And they link it up with Flickr, and you'll be all set.
I don't understand. I just don't get it. I don't understand why. What are you taking pictures of in the rain?
Wet buildings?
Stupid. I'm glad you did that story because it's so dumb. Couple sues Google for posting house pics. I knew this was going to come along sooner or later because these pictures are pretty scary. These drive-by Google pics that you can find.
I heard about this, but did you – I mean, is this a real thing? I mean, come on.
Well, it is. I mean, look at some of these pictures. I mean, I looked at my house on there. I'm like, holy shit, that's my house on Google. I mean, it's just weird that
why
you
would
can see.
Why would it reduce the value of the house?
Because that I don't understand. I don't understand that.
We were trying to sell it because of privacy.
Yeah, it says right here, Fireman 17 has sued Google Inc., saying pictures of his house on the website violate his privacy and devalued
his
property.
But listen, it only counts for houses, not trailers. Fireman.
I don't know what the deal is. Why would that devalue the property? I just thought they were suing more for just the privacy. Because, when the little truck drove by with the cameras on it, nobody stopped at my house and asked for permission. I mean, how do they get permission to do that? Isn't that weird?
What's the difference of somebody driving by your house? The fact that they take pictures and put it on the internet, does that make it any less valuable?
That part's dumb. That whole part of the story is stupid. I think they just don't have really grounds for a lawsuit, so they're just trying to throw everything possible in.
Can anybody take a picture of anything?
Yeah, but post on the internet without permission? I don't know, can you? I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. I have no idea.
This is way too technical for me. I'm scary. Let's talk about toasters.
Talk quickly because you got about like no more minutes to go. I think we're just about done. I'm running out of stories. You shot me down every single story.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm reading your start items because I don't have anything else.
Oh, that's why you got my stories. Do the Nike story.
I was waiting for you to tell. Let me figure it out. I had 60 stories, but you know what? I had the 60 stories, like 50 of them were old stories from like over the winter.
Great. Did you do the Nike story? Do the Nike Lunar Trainers.
I don't understand that, though. What is that?
These are Nikes. Let me put the link here in the chat room. I don't know what.
How about this? How about Best Buy or Circuit City is going to merge with Blockbuster?
No, that's what just a it? That's not a final thing. I think that was just they're just talking.
Right, but it's they're like really talking now.
But what's the point? Why do I need that to happen?
I don't understand. Like how
that's
would
like,
Blockbuster?
Like, that's
I mean,
like,
that's like Kentucky Fried Chicken merging with Midas. I don't understand the connection.
Exactly.
Between
I don't
the two.
Know what the deal is. So I don't know how that affects me at all. I just hope they keep the Geek Squad because that's where I get my computers fixed, and those guys are great. Those guys
they're great.
If you want a pubic hair,
I brought my my Mac 2Ci there. They were awesome.
Yeah, and I get a pubic hair every time I go for free. I don't have to do anything.
Love
it's
pubic
amazing.
Hair in my computers.
So these Nike Lunar trainers, they're lighter than air. There's some new material they put them in them. I don't fucking know what they are. I just need to have a pair, that's all. So I can kick your ass, Dr. Seuss, around town in them. That's all. Those are going to be my racing shoes. So there's no pricing yet, and they're both compatible with the Nike Plus module. So there you go.
Yeah, unlike my sneakers that are not compatible with them, but they still work with them.
Do you have any more stories of mine to steal? Or
did you hear about the rudimentary math skills among fish?
No, I can't say that I did. Actually.
In an experiment last year, female mosquito fish preferred to join shoals that were larger than just one fish, preferring shoals of just four fish rather than three fish. One fish, two fish, blue fish, green
Thanks
fish.
Thanks everybody for hanging
three
out.
Three fish, two fish, four fish, five
this
fish.
Was a lot of fun.
This means that they have similar counting abilities that observed in apes, monkeys, and martels, and dolphins also, and humans. With the mathematical ability, they really think that fish in Italy, when they have to get done eating the marinara sauce, they can provide evidence that the fish exhibited really good skills involved in, you know, calculating math and science, and also the fluctuation of the internet in Manan, New York, which is amazing because the fact that the fish could even see in the water in the Hudson River was just astounding in itself and worthy of experimentation and such. I'm just astounded by that. It's amazing.
TuesdayNightTech.com every Tuesday, 9 p.m.
on Ustream TV.
.tv.
Thanks, Brad.
What are you talking about? They're asking in the chat room. We need one more show title, by the way. We only have three.